This is the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom. I'm Luis Hernandez. A few weeks ago, during a campaign event in Coral Gables, Democratic candidate for governor Nan Rich said that Florida has a regressive tax base and that retirees and tourists play a large part in the state's economy. The former state senator from Palm Beach and Broward counties even went as far as to say she didn't want to run afoul of PolitiFact, which fact-checks statements made by elected officials. The site has now declared Rich's statements mostly true. PolitiFact Florida's Amy Sherman joins us from the Miami Herald to explain. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
All right, so Democratic gubernatorial candidate Nan Rich claims Florida has the third most regressive tax base. But what does that mean? First of all, let's define regressive.
Regressive refers to proportionally poor people and middle class people paying more of their income toward state taxes than the rich.
All right, so she says Florida is third most regressive.
She's very close. She pointed to a study by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, which partners with a group called Citizens for Tax Justice, which advocates for middle and low-income families. And they ranked Florida second. No surprise on that, because we have no state income tax. We did find groups that criticized that report, particularly the fact that it's critical of states with no income tax, such as Florida, but we didn't find any evidence to dispute that ranking of number two, so we rated Rich's statement mostly true.
And from that same report, by the way, I think you also pointed out that, according to that study, all states have a regressive tax system, correct?
Right. All states have regressive tax systems, just some more than others. And those without a state income tax, such as Florida, are particularly regressive, according to that group.
And I wondered, too, if you thought this is the way for Rich to set herself apart in a race that's been really so much about Governor Rick Scott and former Governor Charlie Crist.
I think this is a way for Rich to show that she's trying to define herself truly as the progressive candidate, and to say that she's looking out for the little guy in Florida.
Okay, another claim that Rich made during her speech in Coral Gables had to do with retirees and tourists. She says those groups are the dominant economic engines of Florida. And while these sectors create jobs, they're usually low-paying, low-skilled jobs. So there's two points to this, but let's take a look at the first one. And I guess, what does the truth meter say about that claim, that tourists and the retirees are the biggest economic engine for the state?
We found that her claim was a little bit challenging to quantify. We found no cut and dried answers to the question of which sectors are Florida's dominant economic engines. However, economists told us that tourism and retirees play a major role in the state's economy. So we rated her claim mostly true. When we looked at economic data about jobs provided by the federal government, there is no sector that's straight up called tourism or retirees. It ends up affecting multiple sectors, including obviously hotels, entertainment, and restaurants for tourists. But that's not purely all about tourists. And then the same goes for retirees. They certainly pay into our healthcare system a lot, but our entire healthcare sector isn't entirely from retirees.
So for the most part, her claims are mostly true.
These two claims got a mostly true, and you can look at her full record at politifact.com/Florida if you search for additional fact checks that relate to Nan Rich.
All right, Amy Sherman from the Miami Herald. Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.